Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey friends, welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. This week I was going to replay the episodes that I did last year around this time, actually, about margin. I think that in a day and age of things moving so fast around us, it's really important to have margin. Now, I remember when I spoke about margin to a few people, they were not sure what I was talking about. So when I refer to margin, I think about it as the distance between what you have and what you need. That is not an original thought. So margin is the distance between what you have and what you need. That was actually from Pastor Craig Rochelle of Life Church. So in those episodes, if you didn't listen to them, or if you were newer here to the podcast, we spoke about creating space, creating margin, and how that can transform so much for us. By finding an extra hour, you know, by saving just a small portion of our income and having it work for you, all these things. And to be honest, I really felt like that was the direction that I was supposed to take the show today. But then as I was really spending some time thinking about it, I realized that if we are so busy with life, and by the way, when I say I realized, and when I said I was thinking about it, I wasn't really talking about me just thinking. Like when I was spending some time in prayer, I realized that if we are so busy with life, if we're obsessed with working or with whatever has been taking our time, if you learn, if I teach you through margin to create room and don't have a genuine hunger for the presence and the life-transforming power of God, if you don't actually want a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the margin you create will actually push you further from God and pull you closer to the things that you really want in your heart. It's funny, isn't it? We BS our way through life so often. I have the ability where I work at the Christian radio station, right? So I have the ability to be connected with many churches, and with that, I'm able to meet and speak to, and even on occasion do life alongside many different people. And you know what? There are two general groups of people. So people who want the show, people who are in things just for the sake of being in things. I'm talking about like in the church, or, you know, maybe it's not even for the show. They just do it because they feel like they have to. And then those who really want to go after the heart of God, like who are not playing games, like this is serious. And before you go there in your mind, that man or that woman who's always speaking out loud in tongues or, you know, always serving, that does not make them instantly fall into the category of those who really are seeking after God. So don't be fooled by these things as well. Remember that story in 1 Samuel when God was rejecting Saul as king over Israel and had chosen someone after his own heart? So what did he do? He sent Samuel to the house of, I believe it was Jesse, but like David's house, right? But way before Samuel even gets a chance to meet David, he's greeted by all of David's brothers. Not only that, but David's father didn't even think to invite David. He struts out all the brothers before Samuel, starting with the oldest. Why? Well, because on the outside, he looked like he had it all together. Later on in the book, we actually see that he struggled with a lot of things internally, though. If you want to read that account, go to, right before David fights Goliath, and just the dialogue that they had there between the brothers. So what did God say to the prophet Samuel, though? He said in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That is a very powerful statement. You know, guys, there has been something stirring in me for a while now. We have worked so hard and improved the outside so much that I think we've neglected sometimes the inside. I've spoken with leaders who have told me that in their churches, there are people who have told other people just horrendous things like bullying inside of the church. People, go kill yourself. And then that person went out and actually tried to do it. You know, I've spoken with leaders who told me, Terry, listen, since the pandemic, you know, it forced people to isolation, and the kids and youth group had no accountability, and the majority, like not the few, the majority have fallen into pornography addictions, guys and girls, and are now filled with depression and anxiety. You know, other instances of, you know, people being pressured and not feeling like they have the proper support system. So just, you know, giving into things that they really shouldn't do to peer pressure. Just waves of confusion, waves of hopelessness sweeping over people and then spreading it amongst others. But you know what? On the outside, what's happening? Our churches have never looked better. The people I know listen to and talk like and look just like everyone else, you know, in a crowd or even in a conversation, you wouldn't know the difference though. This is what we see on the outside. But I know that you know that there's definitely more going on, right? You know, you could see someone and just on the outside, it's like, man, they look like they have it all going on. But you just get this feeling, you're like, maybe you're picking up on some social cues or something, but you're like, there's something going on. Do not consider the outward appearance. People look at the outward appearance, but remember, the Lord looks at the heart. So let me ask you this though. Who do we serve? Isn't it God? Why do we pursue and model our lives after, or at least aspire to, model our lives after God? So who do we pursue rather and model our lives after, or at least aspire to? So if God doesn't consider the outward appearance, if he is more concerned with the heart of people, shouldn't we be doing the same? And now to bring it full circle, shouldn't we be looking and concerned not with our outward appearance personally, but with our hearts and how we're actually doing? So, you know what? Here we are. It's just you and me. No one else around. Let me ask you this question. How's your heart? Honestly. Are you like me? You know, an expert sometimes, thinking I have things under control when really sometimes I'm feeling pretty stressed, to be honest. You know, sometimes I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed. Sometimes I might be feeling quite anxious about things, but on the outside, like, it's amazing. Some people are like, I remember when I started being more vulnerable with some people, and there's times where I was under a lot of stress. And I started talking to them and they're like, are you serious? You're feeling stressed right now? Like, I've had so many people come up to me and like, man, you do this, you do these things, and you literally look like you never. My own wife thought that I like literally never got nervous for anything. And I'm like, no, I've kind of learned to try to control it. But sometimes when I'm at my worst, I'm not controlling it. I'm just letting it stir on the inside of me. Do you think like me maybe that sometimes you need to sacrifice your own well-being in order to be the constant in other people's lives? Hello, mothers, you know, I hear this a lot when it comes to parents, right? Mothers and fathers. I'm just being real with you because you know what? Fake is not going to help anyone, and it's certainly not going to get anyone set free from anything. See, we need to create room in our lives. We can read self-help and productivity books, and I did and I do. Right now I have about 2 or 3 on the go this month alone. But if you don't deal with the internal compass, with the heart, then all the room we make and free up is just going to be filled with things that will not bring us closer, but actually further away from the Holy Spirit, because it's going to make room for the desires of our flesh. You know, it's going to advance my business, if I'm being honest, if I give in to my flesh. It's going to make me successful in the world's eyes. It's going to get me to focus just on my outward appearance. And to that, I'd say, oh, you thought that when I said the desires of my flesh, it was going to like drive me to, I don't know, pornography or greed or something like that. No, the desires of the flesh can actually look really earthly good, but they can at the same time be really spiritually damning. John 14:6 says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But God, we say, you know, I serve so faithfully. You know, I showed up and loved on people and I even tithe. You know, I know it's not always 10%, but I'm still faithful and I'm a good person. No, listen, no one comes to the Father except through the Son. And how sad is it though that a lot of us don't know the Son at all because we don't spend time with him. We claim to be about his business, right? But we don't know him. It's kind of like working at a job. You know, we work and we work and we work for the paycheck. And then we take the paycheck home. We take the blessings of God, you know, apply them to our lives because the principles in the Bible, they do stand true. They do work. But then we just go on with our lives, never really considering who we are working for or paying any attention to him. And I don't want to make it complicated today with my words. I don't want to be going out into some like a hypothetical thing. And I'm not really pointing fingers today. I'm thinking about this in the context of my own life. Am I concerned? Am I busy with the outward appearance, the busyness? Am I missing the fullness of what God has for me as a result? Because things are great. But friends, in the situations that I have had the ability to see into, when people are being tormented at night and don't know how to take authority because no one taught them how, when people are being taken to addictions because they have no people who called them to a higher standard, money, things, the latest pairs of shoes, status, these things cannot help the people going through what is probably the most difficult time and season in their life. A piece of leather formed into a shoe with a logo on it that costs $400 is still just the hide of a cow, for goodness sake. So listen, we need to make sure that the main thing is the main thing. People right now in your life need you to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit so you can have the wisdom to step into their circumstance in the natural and bring His power and clarity to things that otherwise are just hopeless. We need the Holy Spirit's wisdom if we're going to make it in this world. And listen, I'm not a negative person, but I'm also not ignorant. There are things, you know, there was something this past week where someone came up to me, actually a few people, and I didn't know what to say, but I could just see this heaviness on them and about them. But do you know who knows what needs to be done and said? The Holy Spirit. You know, about a month ago, remember I was talking about people in churches experiencing some difficult things and talking to me? Well, there was one situation that seemed really heavy. Like I wasn't sure even to say to this person. They weren't sure what to do, but needed to address a few things, which is important, by the way. You just cannot ignore things. Hello. Well, we prayed about the situation. We gave it to God. And then God gave the wisdom that is just so good. Something I never would have even thought of in my own mind that brought such clarity to even other situations outside of that. See, what it comes down to is not, it has nothing to do with not owning anything nice, you know, not caring about your outward appearance, not, you know, just throwing your health away. Do all these things. Take care of yourself. Dress well. Buy the shoes. But don't allow these things to creep into the spot that should be reserved for God alone in your life. Because your power or lack thereof flows out from what you make number one in your life. Man looks at the outward appearance, hey, but the Lord looks at the heart. So I'm going to ask you again, how's your heart? What do you know has been causing you to maybe shrink back from what God has for you? What addictions have you been struggling with? Are you like those other people in that youth group? It's like, man, maybe pornography legitimately is the thing. Maybe isolation threw you into addictions to help cope with the stress of what was going on with the world, and now you're just trapped by it. What thoughts keep you away or keep you going back to the panic attacks? You know, to my knowledge, we don't hear of anyone in the Bible who got delivered, who didn't approach Jesus in some way. We don't see Jesus doing the Sermon on the Mount and then suddenly he stops and casts something out of a guy named Peter in Greece, right? The ones who went to God, the ones who humbled themselves, who got real with themselves first, who realized they needed help, who pursued freedom are the ones that found it. You know what I think would happen though today? Remember the story about the woman who had the issue with bleeding? Doctors couldn't help her. I bet she'd sit there in a service if she was like many today, embarrassed of what was slowly killing her. She'd probably have her medication that was like, you know, helping, just kind of helping her cope, but not healing. And she'd sit and listen to the service and never get the healing that was readily available to her. But you know what this lady did though? Okay. Through a crowd of people, pardon me, as a weak woman, because listen, she's been bleeding for years. She pushed her way through a crowd thinking, if only I touch the clothes of the Son of God, I have faith that will be enough for God to step into my situation and bring forth complete healing in my life. And I'll tell you what, that woman, you know what happened? She went down through history. How many? Okay, I'm going to finish that thought. That woman got her healing, okay? Because she was determined and she's now in the Bible as an example because she drew that power out because she was determined to get a healing. How many people we will never hear about who in Jesus's day saw him from the sidelines and just thought, oh, I don't want to bother him. Oh, it's an inconvenience. Oh, the crowd, what are they going to think of me? See, she wasn't trying to pretend her way through life. She needed a healing. And so do so many around us. And, you know, I'd say so do a lot of us, you know, so do like I do too in certain areas of my life. So let's be people who are not concerned just with the outside, okay? With pretending that we have it all together at the neglect of the inside that really needs a touch from God. When we make the main thing, you know, when we free up our time, not to go after more of what is draining us, but when we make time to spend in God's presence, power will flow through your life and you and I will both find freedom. I don't do it very often here in the podcast, but I just want to lift up every single situation right now, Holy Spirit. Everything that every single person is going through, maybe they are feeling drained. Maybe they feel like they do not have what it takes. Maybe they feel like all these voices around them who have told them that, you know, healing and deliverance is impossible. I've been told that in my life too, Holy Spirit, as you know. And there have been things that I've been told are impossible that I have been delivered from. So here I stand, you know, as someone just boldly saying, yeah, listen, this is a testimony that, you know, when we got saved, we were set free from all captivity and bondage, and you want us to live in that freedom, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I also want to pray for the people who were maybe set free and they were walking in freedom, and then the pandemic hit and they were maybe forced into situations that were not conducive to their growth, and it actually made them go backwards. I pray, Lord God, that they would not give up the fight, that they would realize, listen, there is freedom because I partner with the one who is over it all and says, yes, freedom is available in me. So I pray that they would just pick it up again, Lord God, where they left off, and they would move forward. And God, I just want to pray against and come against any hopelessness right now, any oppression that would try to be clouding people's minds and just preventing them from even being able to receive your word, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that that would just leave every single person listening now, and there would just be such a clarity that would come that they would be able to hear and receive from you again, Lord God. I thank you so much for all that you continue to do in our lives. And we just plead your blood, Lord Jesus, over everyone as well, that there would be freedom found in all of our lives, Lord God, that this would be our testimony, Lord God. I ask all these things in your name, because that's the only way it's possible, right? It's not in my name. It's not in some, you know, fat guy that people bring fruit to's name. It's in your name, the name above every name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.